Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
The give and take of hospitality. Yeah, that's one of those words that sounds a little fancy to me, being from West Virginia, but it's a good word, and can I tell you, as somebody that lives on the road all the time, I have to accept hospitality a lot, which means that I have to graciously enjoy the food that people give us. When we go to their house, we have to enjoy their plans for us. And can I be honest? Sometimes it doesn't really fit into my plans or my scope of enjoyment as far as food's concerned. I remember many times on the road where we've gone to somebody's house and they are more of a health food person and had seaweed, you know, and just things that were not what my palate was used to. So I've had to learn a lot about accepting hospitality. Last night we made a big meal and took it over to the pastor's house because his wife is an invalid, and we were able to be the one that was being hospitable. And so that I enjoy doing things for other people. But boy, sometimes when people do things for you, you just don't know how to accept it all because it's not exactly what you're used to. But anyway, I was reading in the Bible about in Luke 10:7, and in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they gave, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. So he's saying there, he said, accept what people give you. And so that's a good reminder for me as somebody that does have to accept this all the time. Then in Luke 10:8, it says, and into whatsoever city ye enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Boy, that was a reminder to me. And we have some children that are traveling with us now again, and I think it's great that their parents fix their plates for them and expect them to eat what's on their plate, because that's hospitable. And I remember many times on the road where I had to make my children's plates and they had to eat it, and it was a lot for them because some of the foods were so different. Then I wanted to say a little bit about giving and taking hospitality, as I'd like to encourage all of us to be more hospitable toward God's workers. Now, I'm telling you, I'm God's workers and I've had all these people do things for me, but do you do things for God's workers that are in your lives, like your preacher, like your assistant pastor? There's three things that I thought of that would be a great way to be hospitable toward God's workers in your church. Number one, a good salary. Now, you women, we don't have a lot to do with it, but we can talk to our men and check on that and see if your pastor is really making a good salary that's comparable to what the times are. Then number two, emotionally. Now this women can do very well. Plan a time to express appreciation for something they have done. You know, make it a point to outwardly express the good things that you've seen them do, because that's being hospitable, but that's really enabling them emotionally. Number three, lift their spirits with special surprises from time to time. All of us should know the favorites of our pastors, of our assistant pastors, of all those that are in some kind of area of leadership in our church. And we should be doing special things for them to let them know, hey, our family thought about you. Now, I'm one that I'd like to be appropriate when it comes to be a woman doing for a man. And I like to say our family. I like to say my husband and I. I like to do things in the name of all of us, instead of just saying, I really love you, preacher. I think that is odd for a woman to do that. But I'm saying we all should be thinking of ways to be more hospitable to those that are God's workers in our lives. So give and take of hospitality. Yep, we're supposed to give a lot to those workers around us. And we're supposed to learn how to take it and take it with the right attitude. Let's be hospitable. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.